What's going on, guys? Dabu7 back at you again. And it looks like this time the bat signal may have been given to all the invaders across the country. And this is something that we've been warning about and we've been waiting for the moment where there's a massive uptick in events that we see across the country involving these foreign invaders, where they're doing stuff in brazen acts, and it catches a lot of media attention. That seems to be the case now. If you guys missed it, they've been pushing that this Venezuelan gang took over this apartment complex or these buildings in Colorado. And since then, we've had a lot of people on the ground go there, check the place out, and then come to find out that things are not exactly what they seem or what they were saying through some of these outlets. I mean, you had Elon and Trump out there citing this event and these migrants. Then you had the talk of Hell's Angels coming out to save the day, which never happened. Not to say that something can't happen from here, but all of that was being pushed through social media at the same time that they're trying to censor and shut down Elon Musk and X for what they say is false information. One thing that seems to be true is that these migrants are on the move in different areas. If you missed it, there was a story out of Texas, out of Dallas, where a horde of migrants beat the crap out of a guy, almost to death. And it's said to be connected with these migrant gangs. Let's go up to Chicago. Same thing. There was this alleged incident with 32 individuals, and they were using Venezuelan again, were doing the same thing up in Chicago, basically, that they were doing in Colorado. Well, I seen some people from the streets of Chicago, just put it that way, that are saying that they're not going to tolerate it, that they have a means of dealing with it, and they're going to deal with it different than we've seen in other areas. So I guess only time will tell what happens there. If they try to send an influx of these migrants in there, are gangs going to rise up? As I've said before in the live streams, gangs are known for holding down the territory no matter what. You have to think about it. Each block by block in the hood, that's how they live. Okay? So if these invaders try to come up in there, I would suspect that they're gonna get dealt with just as any other invader would coming into a block. Any stranger coming into a block. You guys should know this. So I see that being a different animal. And we're gonna see just who's willing to rise up and defend their base here in this country, and who's just going to lay down as these invaders are coming in at all angles. And we know who's doing it. We know who's funding it. We know who's pushing it. We know who's allowing it. We know all this. Where's the people that took an oath to serve and protect? A lot of times, what you want to call the police force or whoever out here, they get called into play, and they're sicked on the innocent victims, just like we see in the UK. When they're trying to deal with the invaders that are stabbing them up in the streets, the police get called and the police come and they fight the white people that are there, which is crazy. The indigenous people from these areas, they're getting replaced. Everyone's getting replaced. That's the game plan. Bring in the migrants. I guess people thought that it wasn't going to happen here. Some of us just knew it was a matter of time before it got to this level. So now we're seeing multiple cities dealing with this invader crisis, and it's only going to get worse. To me, this is the bat signal. There may be elements of this that's not right, and we're going to continue to expose that. But at the same time, any other illegal group that's sitting out there watching this and they're looking at the local news, they're seeing that it's go time. They're getting the signal that all the other ones are rising up and they're doing what they were sent here to do. And it wasn't to come here and camp out and play patty cake and all that good stuff. They came here for a reason and it's not good. And I think you know it. And it looks like it's begun. It looks like these stories, these events have begun. They've gone into motion, and I don't see them getting dialed back from here, not going into election season. I would watch everything surrounding this election from here, man. We've entered a window similar to like crossing the Rubicon. There's no going back. Everything we said to prepare for, I hope you took serious. It's on. I think it's only going to get worse in some of these sanctuary places. I'll leave links below, and there's a map that shows exactly all the places that are taking these people in. You might want to know that. And join me for the live stream. It's going live Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern, talking about this in greater detail and a whole lot more in these crazy times, man. Hope to see you guys there. Much love.